This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. She may not have many fans in parts of Cupertino, California, or Dublin, Ireland today, but the European Union's Competition Commissioner, Margrethe Vestager, is now explaining why she thinks Apple should pay Ireland $14.5 billion in back taxes. Ireland doesn't want the money. Apple is planning an appeal. Vestager is a Danish politician who's also turned up the heat on other powerful companies, from Russia's Gazprom to Starbucks. She joined us from Brussels. Commissioner, thank you for doing this.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So you and your staff think Apple got a special deal from Ireland on taxes?
Yes, we think that we can prove that Apple have gotten state aid from Ireland in forms of a very, very low tax bill.
Why is this your problem? The Irish government's not complaining that Apple underpaid and, in fact, doesn't even want Apple to pay anymore.
Well, the thing is that in Europe, member states should not hand out selective advantages to specific companies. We find that it's unfair competition. No matter if these advantages comes in the form of a building lot, of a favorable loan, of a grant, or a tax benefit for that matter. And therefore, when we find that state aid is being handed out, actually, well, sometimes in this case, it's illegal and unpaid taxes will have to be paid.
But Apple may have paid whatever the rules were in Ireland at the time. So if there's a bad actor here, it's not really Apple. It may be Ireland.
Well, the thing is that the corporate taxation in Ireland is 12.5%. And the tax rulings given by the Irish government to Apple allowed Apple to, in some years, to pay as little as 0.005%. And even modestly said, it is only a tiny fraction of the 12.5%, which is the official tax rate in Ireland. And this is why state aid is at play here.
Apple's CEO released a statement that said in part that you're trying to rewrite Apple's history in Europe, ignoring Ireland's tax laws and upending the international tax system in the process. I mean, is there not a case that this should be left to Ireland to decide?
Any member state has the responsibility to make sure that both legislation passed in the national parliament and legislation passed in the European Parliament in our council, which is in our treaty, is being upheld at the same time. I am, of course, not a tax authority. I look at state aid issues. But if the state aid comes in form of a very, very low tax bill, then we have the competence to act.
You know who else doesn't like this? The U.S. Treasury Department was suggesting that maybe you're picking on American businesses. How would you respond to that?
But why would we do that? What we're looking at is state aid being to U.S. companies, European companies, big companies, small, no matter what you do or where you belong. If you're in the single market of the European Union, well, then we have the same rules for everyone because we want fair competition. And that is the reason why we do things, because it would make no sense to pick on anyone.
And you got to this point just a few moments earlier, but I want to understand it because the U.S. Treasury Department issued a white paper the other day that raised this issue. You don't think the European Commission, with a ruling like this, is becoming what the Americans called a supranational tax authority, that you're going to decide tax policy above the heads of your member states?
Oh, no, not at all. Actually, I'm one of the people who have sworn to protect the treaty. And it's in the treaty that it's for member states to set their level of corporate taxation. I have the obligation to look into possible state aid. If I get the concern that illegal state aid is at play, well, then I am obliged to act. So in that respect, these are two very, very different things. Taxes for member states and state aid is for every one of us in the European Union. And that is why we have this situation that you can have national taxation being upheld, but you have a problem with EU state aid rules.
With the state aid rules, indeed. Now, you see, Apple is vowing to appeal this. Ireland is not happy. this process is certainly not over, Commissioner.
Oh, no, but it's not supposed to be over in that respect. We have done our in-depth investigation to find the facts, to have a interpretation of the legislation based on our case law, what the court have said earlier on, to make sure that we have a very solid case. Because if an appeal happen, of course, I want this case to be upheld by the courts. But no matter that, which may take some time, Ireland is now supposed to do the exact calculation of the unpaid taxes to recover the unpaid taxes, place them on, for example, an ISCAR account in order to make sure that the disturbance of competition is being leveled so that we have fair competition and a level playing field. Then, of course, we may go to court, but then at least we have taken the first steps.
And your office is also looking into some other companies as well and their relationships with some of the EU countries.
Yes, we have taken already a couple of decisions. We have decisions on the Netherlands and Starbucks, Luxembourg and Fiat, the European car company, and a Belgian scheme which gave benefits to a number of primarily European multinationals. So we're looking into this in order to make sure that member states know that they both have to uphold, of course, their own legislation passed in their own parliaments and the European legislation that we all have passed in common.
Margarita Vestager is Europe's Commissioner for Competition. Commissioner, thank you for this.
It was a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.